How many of you, for just 10 days, because by the way, all I'm talking about is trying 10 days. At the end of 10 days, you don't want to do this anymore? Go back. You wasted a day with me. Maybe you'll keep some of it. But if you do it for 10 days, if you really do it 30, you'll never go back. This will be your life. Because you'll have such a good feeling that the reinforcement of that feeling, of that freedom, will be like nothing you felt before. How many of you will, for the next 10 days, to eliminate or massively reduce the amount of dairy you take in, say aye. All those opposed. Now, you might say, well, does that mean butter? If you want to use some condiments like butter and that. They're more acid, but they're small amounts, tiny amounts, mostly water content, okay? And you'll be okay. But don't drink milk, for God's sakes. You want like a shake? Like I used to love milkshakes. Go take that almond milk, the almonds, raw almonds, so they're not acid. Blend them in water. Freeze some bananas. Get some dates. Put the bananas and the dates in the blender. Blend it together. It is the most incredible. It's an almond shake. It is unbelievably, it'll taste like any milkshake you've ever had. And it'll be great. You'll have no animal products, nothing wrong with it. Is it sugar? Yes, obviously. Is there some acid in there? Yes, there's acid in everything, but it's not a lot. And it's not you're not going to make an almond date diet where you have that 9 times a day. Do you have that? It was delicious. Great. Go enjoy yourself, for God's sakes. But don't kill yourself while you're trying to enjoy yourself. And it'll taste as good or better than the shake you've been having. Okay? I'll answer questions at the end. All right. So we're down to our final step. How many of you are still happy? You'll be happy based on how you feel. Trust me on that, okay? All right, flip over, if you would, to our final step, which is dramatically reduce or eliminate acid addictions from your diet. Now, we've been talking about acid all day long. I put down here on the bottom of page 77 the new USDA food pyramid. They've gone from the 4 basic food groups to this big, giant improvement called the food pyramid. And look what they want you to eat the most of. Bread, cereal, rice, and pasta. All carbs, all sugar, all turns into what? Then vegetables, maybe. Then they want milk, yogurt, cheese, meat, poultry, fish, dry beans, and eggs. And then some fats and oils. This is an acid diet. You do not want an acid diet. What are the acid diet elements? You know what they are. Let's just review them on the next page. Number one is sugar. What's the third biggest disease in this country? Diabetes. Because we're living in a world where we're constantly consuming sugar. So you certainly want to avoid white sugar as much as possible. You already know that. You know what it's done. And if you've done any studies at all, you know what it does to you emotionally. You want to be convinced never to touch white sugar again or get it away from your kids. Read a book called Sugar Blues. It's a classic. You read that, you will see sugar as morphine. You'll see, and they go through case after case. We see all these kids now are hyperactive, and we're putting them on Ritalin, but we keep throwing them soda pop like it's going out of style, sugar like it's going out of style, making them so acidic. When people are very acidic, they again speed up because they've got this frenzy inside of them, right? You want to make sure your kids are more balanced. Get them on a more alkaline diet and watch their behavior balance. Everything's, you don't have this up and down emotional curve because your blood sugar isn't doing that. You have this steady, continuous, growing strength and burn of energy. And that's what you want for your children as well. So sugar, obviously. Vinegar is the byproduct of decay. It has acetic acid in it, which affects your liver. It is very much operates like alcohol does in your body, and it is extremely destructive. Nicotine is obvious. I mean, at this point, if you're still smoking, can you smoke and really be healthy long term? Yes or no? You can live, but you can't be healthy. Do you remember that ad that was done by Yul Brynner many years ago? He's dying of emphysema, and he always fought and said cigarettes don't matter because he was always so young and robust, even when he was older, and he started wilting away, and he shows his face wilting away and everything else, and he comes on, and he just comes on real simple, and he says, don't smoke or you'll be joining me. Very dramatic. You can't smoke cigarettes and be healthy. And why would you? Because you can't control your fingers? The only reason you're smoking is try to meet which needs? Which are the 6 needs? Quick. Come on, which are the 6 needs? Certainty you can relax, because when you take a deep breath of a cigarette, you cause yourself to relax. Second way is a way of connecting with yourself because you're stressed from the else, and now you go off and you do this, and it's like giving yourself something. So you feel like you're giving yourself a gift. Thirdly, at one stage, it may have been significance. Unless now it's defiance that makes you significant because most people don't look very highly on cigarette smoking. But originally, people did. It was cool. And there are stages of our culture now where it's very cool. I'll tell you what, in the African-American community, you don't see anywhere near the amount of cigarette smoking as you do in the white community. You know why? Because down in, for example, in New York City, in Harlem, a group of mothers there that got really upset, and they began to publish the statistics of what happened from this, and they described this in billboards and in television and everything else within their community about this is the white man trying to kill off the black race. And when they saw it as being a race issue, that someone was taking advantage of them, cigarette smoking amongst African Americans went through the floor, young African Americans. And it still is. It's nowhere near what it is amongst whites. Nowhere near.